So how was 2020 for the Come Down Kings? Did you stay busy in the studio? Did you use it to take a break? How did you approach it?
Well, we stayed pretty lazy, but at the very beginning, about April, I think, we had some songs ready to go, and we went into Loud and Clear Studios here in Paducah, and I'm really proud of what we did. You have a copy of that CD, and I think it's a great time. Nobody likes lockdown, and nobody likes being told what to do, but being locked down into a studio is not the worst place to be.
What does your 2021 look like? I mean, I know you've got Memorial Day concert that we're going to talk about, but is it still hard at this point to figure out how to plot out live performances? How does that go, you know, as a musician right now?
To be honest, the only show that we have on our schedule coming up is Memorial Day. And in normal year, we would have maybe three or four in the future always. So we don't know what, say, the fall looks like or what New Year's looks like. It's just a new world for live entertainment, as you know. We just feel fortunate that apparently, as of this week, the governor announced that bars will be fully open by the time we have our show. So we're going to have it rain or shine. We are going to have it in the parking lot at Beer Works, but we didn't know what we were going to be able to do if we didn't have the parking lot available because of weather. So now the governor's given us options, and we appreciate it. So we're just going to move forward and do the best we can.
And it looks like it's going to be one of the first, you know, kind of really big events in the area as far as live music goes. Of course, we've got the Come Down Kings who will be headlining, but tell us about the other bands.
Well, there's only one other band, and that band is 2 weeks' notice. And we love playing with 2 weeks' notice because you can juxtapose us so well. We play mostly originals with a few covers. They play mostly covers with a few originals. We're five guys who stand around and play music. 2 weeks has a lot of energy, a lot of stage presence. They're fun to watch. And there's a, kind of a friendly rivalry. We try to blow each other off the stage, which I think is what any two bands do. I do think that the point of the evening is finally getting out and feeling good. We're going to have kind of our version of food trucks provided by Project Pomona. It's going to be weather permitting, it's just going to be a nice welcome back to things being a little bit more open. And music's a part of it. But to us, the biggest part is the charitable aspect of it. You know, we're trying to benefit combat veterans, and that's a cause I think we can all buy into pretty readily. So to have fun, have some great music, and really have an impact on some people's lives who've, you know, made some sacrifices for us. It's just really important to us.
Yeah, all donations go directly to support West Kentucky veterans. Do you remember who first had the idea to have the West Kentucky veterans be the recipients of the benefit?
Sure. Our drummer is an Air Force veteran, and he made kind of fast friends with the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. And they're some of our best fans. They come to every show and they support us. And it's so funny because, you know, I think most people really appreciate veterans. And then you think, well, they're combat veterans. So that you double down on, wow, I really, really respect these guys. But this is the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. So now you're like, well, that's really cool because these guys look like any biker club, except they got hearts of gold. And all they do is try to help out their fellow veterans. So we're really lucky to be able to do that. It's driven by our drummer, who's a veteran, and also the bass player for 2 weeks is a Marine veteran, so it just kind of ties in.
Well, where can listeners go to find out more information about either the benefit concert or Come Down Kings?
Well, we both have Facebook pages. It's probably the best way. Beer Works would have either Facebook page of Beer Works or the Come Down Kings would have all the details for the benefit. And then the city of Paducah and I believe Paducah Tourism have information on it too.
Well, Bruce, is there anything else you think listeners need to know about the Memorial Day benefit concert?
I just think it's going to be a group effort of Beer Works and Project Pomona and the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association and a couple bands to have a great time and make you feel good about the fact that there are combat veterans out there that have food insecurity, and we're going to try to take care of that on Memorial Day, which is a great weekend to do that. So let's hope for good weather, and we know we're going to have a great time.